The 59th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards will be given out in Los Angeles tonight. Some of the Creative Arts Award winners have already been announced, and HBO's Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee picked up 5 of them. It's also up for more Emmy honors tonight, including Best Made-for-TV Movie. Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee chronicles the events that led up to the assassination of Chief Sitting Bull and the massacre of hundreds of Sioux Indians at Wounded Knee Creek in 1890. The story is primarily told from the perspectives of 3 characters: Charles Eastman, an assimilated Sioux doctor; Sitting Bull, the Lakota chief who refused to assimilate; and Senator Henry Dawes, an architect of the government's policy on Indian affairs.
The Indian today is civilized only in the most elemental sense. We have reached the point where the Indian problem should be no different than the Irish problem or the German problem. Like them, the Indian has been absorbed. But unlike them, he has not yet been assimilated.
That's Aidan Quinn as Senator Henry Dawes in HBO's Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Quinn has also received an Emmy nomination for his performance, and he's in the studios of NPR West. Welcome to the program and congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Senator Dawes is not a name that one easily recalls from this part of history. Can you tell us a little bit more about your character?
Well, yes, he was, you know, an architect of the Dawes Act, which was part of moving Indians finally onto reservations. And this story is particularly about the Sioux and what happened. And my character was actually a very strict Christian who believed he was saving the Indians from annihilation and that they just needed to be like white people. And as soon as they did that, they'd be better off, you know.
Yeah. Was he misguided or was he more of a product of his times?
I think both. You know, he, even later on at Lake Mohonk, there was an Indian conference in the early 1900s, and he still talked about that the Indians, although they were going to school now and getting Christian education, that they still needed to abandon their savage way of life. And he used the word. So you can see there was that kind of cultural arrogance that was coursing through, you know, every fiber of his being. And yet, if it wasn't for him, you know, things would have been probably a lot worse.
Yeah, he puts himself out as, you know, the only friend that these tribes have in Washington.
Right.
And if they don't, you know, make deals with him, then it's going to be worse.
Yes, and it was true to a certain extent. I mean, because he had a lot of enemies in Congress, you know, the people that just wanted to wipe out the Indians. And there was tremendous pressure, the Westward Manifest Destiny pressure, to just take over everything for the land, for the mineral, for the grazing rights and all those things. And he thought, as a Christian and as a true Christian, you know, that that was wrong and that there had to be, no matter what you thought of the Indians and the way of life, they had to be given equal rights as human beings under the eyes of God.
Hmm. Was there something that lit the light bulb and said to you as the actor, this is him, this is how I can capture him?
Well, it was really his sincerity. It was really finding out that, you know, he was the son of a farmer, you know, in Massachusetts. He was going to quit school at 16 and just work on the farm. And his sister's husband was an educated man and noticed that he had a love for books and encouraged him and his sister. And so he was a very plain, rough man. He hated all the lobbying interests in Congress.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite scene?
My favorite scene that I'm involved with was the fight with Adam Beach's character, Charles Eastwood.
I'm acting in the interest of my people, following the example you set for me.
Do you really think you know better than I what is in the interest of these people?
Yes. I am one of them, Senator.
You're no more a Sioux Indian than I am.
You see that no matter how this man really did believe he was doing the best thing, you know, there was still this racism. There's that, but I'm really better than you.
So you should listen to what I say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dee Brown's book really raised America's consciousness about Native American issues and history. And here we are 36 years later, and here's this stunning cinematic version of it. Why do you think that this story needs to be told now?
I think, you know, there is a karmic debt, not, you know, in a literal way. You know, my family's from Ireland. My parents are from Ireland. Maybe there's an identification because of what happened to the Irish. But I think there is a karmic debt that we all pay for mistreatment of large groups of people, and it needs to be addressed. And I think movies like this can really help that along the way.
Aidan Quinn plays Senator Henry Dawes in the HBO movie Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. The film has just been released on DVD. Aidan Quinn has been nominated for an Emmy Award for his performance, and he'll find out tonight if he won. Good luck, and thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.